From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Defense Secretary lands in Iraq. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter has arrived in Iraq for talks with his commanders and Iraqi leaders about ways the U.S. can ramp up the fight against Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. The visit comes as Washington considers an increase in the number of American troops in Iraq. VOA spoke with correspondent Carla Babb, who's with the secretary, in regard to his options in helping Iraqi troops.
Because more U.S. troops on the ground is going to be a very sensitive thing for the Iraqis. The Iraqis take pride in doing this fight themselves. They do not want to have a lot of Americans on the ground. President Obama does not want to have a lot of Americans on the ground either because, as Secretary Carter has put it, this is not about U.S. troops substituting for local forces. Everything that is being done here by the United States is to enable those local forces to push the Islamic State out.
A collection of Syrian rebel groups said today they were launching a battle in response to pro-government violations of a cessation of hostilities agreement that has been in place since late February. But both sides have accused the other of repeated violations during the past 2 months. In the meantime, in Switzerland.
Thank you.
United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, greeting China's Special Envoy, Zhi Xiaoyang, for another day of talks. This is Zhi Xiaoyang.
I said to Mr. De Mistura, and I said it on different occasions, to me, diplomacy is the art of making compromises. So during the discussions and the negotiations, all parties will have to consider the requests from